Meteorologist Ed Kieser has more rain in the forecast. A high of 52 today. It's 46 right now on Friends Plaza. Ed'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Parkland College trustees have renewed efforts to fund a 12-year-old college master plan, saying extra classroom space is badly needed. This week, they voted unanimously to issue $25 million in bonds. And if enough people petition for it, a referendum on whether to approve the bonds could be placed before voters, likely in early 2010. The first phase of the master plan is building a 77,000-square-foot facility for housing a series of engineering and technology courses that are currently at capacity with students on waiting lists. Chief Financial Officer Chris Randall says the lack of state money has held up Parkland's master plan, which was developed 12 years ago. He says a student activity center was one of a list of priorities for projects at Illinois colleges if lawmakers were ever to pass a capital bill for construction projects.
But now there's some concern that even if there is a capital plan, it's been so long that there's been so many new needs, different needs, competing needs, that the integrity of that list may no longer be intact. That is to say, we may no longer be sixth, you know, when there is a state capital bill.
Randall says the bonds would mean taxpayers would pay about $16 more a year on a $150,000 home. Parkland is also seeking money for a number of maintenance projects to renovate the former Kay's Merchandise building into a health professions annex. Urbana voters narrowly defeated a 25-cent property tax increase for their park district last February, but they'll likely see another park district tax referendum on their ballot this coming April, and this time park officials hope the result will be different. District Director Vicki Mays says park board commissioners are mindful of the troubled economy and the defeat by voters of every tax referendum on Champaign County's ballot in last week's election. But Mays says park district services are even more important when the economy is tight.
The board is really concerned about the economic conditions now, but also concerned about the amount of and level of services to our citizens who have a need for close to home, free or low-cost activities during this time of economic need.
The Park Board discusses details of next year's referendum at a study session tomorrow at the Anita Purvis Nature Center at 3. The agenda includes a discussion of what size of tax increase to seek this time for Urbana parks and what cuts they may have to take if a tax referendum loses a second time. Autopsies are set for today to determine the exact cause of death of two teenagers who died in yesterday's fire at a house in Gibson City. The coroner says 13-year-old Madison Moore and 14-year-old Shanna Radakovich were found in the basement of Lisa Strebeck's home in Gibson City. Strebeck is Moore's mother. Wallace says the state fire marshal has not yet determined the cause of that fire. They are still investigating, but they say the location in the basement could be an indicator. Indiana's longest-serving U.S. senator says overcoming partisanship is one of the hardest jobs in Congress, but he believes President-elect Barack Obama will go out of his way to get that done. Speaking yesterday at the U of I, Republican Richard Lugar cited the impact the Internet and 24-hour news media are having on some members of Congress to put politics first. He says despite numerous ethics measures, the public is still more skeptical of Congress than ever before. Lugar says bipartisanship often takes more than compromise, but an independent self-reflection in order to achieve a greater majority of votes.
Leaders should not content themselves with 51% if they can expand a working majority through outreach, judicious rhetoric, bipartisan alliances, and thoughtful argumentation. National unity is not simply a civic nicety. It counts in real policy terms.
Lugar, who's the Republican leader of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says the president-elect will attempt to bring out a measured foreign policy. He says Obama has not asked him to serve within his cabinet, and Lugar says he'd prefer to remain in the Senate. Veterans Day was marked in East Central Illinois with the customary flag raisings and playing of taps, but the growing lists of veterans from the current wars are giving the day a new dimension. It also means changes in the American Legion, an organization that served as a fraternal organization for vets since after World War I. Its past national commander, Marty Knatzer of DeLand, says Legion posts are adding services for children and families, particularly those of military service personnel currently in Iraq and Afghanistan. Knatzer says the Legion is backing up the support services already provided by the National Guard and Reserve.
We're working with them to help support them in places to have meetings, support groups where like groups of people can sit down and talk about their problems. And we raise a lot of money, but we also are there when they need someone to listen to them, when they need somebody to point them in the right direction.
Knatzer spoke yesterday at a small ceremony at Urbana's Legion Post. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola, hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 8:35, and there's Neil Young. He's 63 today, Ed.
Yes, he is. So we have some Neil Young music there, and you say you've got some hope there since he's had some hard living, I guess.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Neil Young, 63, and I couldn't come up with a ninth Supreme Court justice. You did.
Yeah, the one you didn't come up with was Anthony Kennedy, who's often a swing vote on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And I was just looking up because I was curious. I knew that John Paul Stevens is the oldest. Did